理课堂听 class.com。
For example, 我们看一些例句。 Without air, there would be no living things. 没有空气就没有生物。实际情况是 The fact is, there is air and there is living things. 但我们假设一下，如果没有空气， Without air, there would be no living things. 所以就用介词短语 without 代替了那个如果没有的空气。如果没有空气， Without air, there would be no living things. 这句话呢还可以变成把那个条件，把那个介词短语改成条件状语从句。If there were no air, if there were no air, there would be no living things. If there were no air, there would be no living things. 第二句， But for your help, I couldn't have done it.要不是你的帮助，我就不可能完成它这件事。实际上这是对过去的虚拟，实际上你已经帮助我了，所以呢我也做完了，把这件事情做完了。翻成虚拟就是 But for your help, I could not have done it. 用 but for, 也可以用 without your help, I could not have done it. 也可以用 except for,But for 等于 except for your help, I could not have done it. 也可以用 without your help, I could not have done it. 这句话呢，我们可以改成条件状语从句。But for your help, I could not have done it. 怎么改呢？可以改成 If you had not helped me.If you had not helped me, 或者呢 If there had been no help from you, If there had been no help from you, I could not have done it. 第三个例句 Without electricity,Human life would be quite different today. Without electricity, human life would be quite different today. 这句话是没有电，人类生活呢，今天就会大不一样。事实是 ，there is electricity. 所以这句话呢，也可以用 if， 把 without air, without electricity 改成条件状语从句。If there were no electricity, if there were no electricity. human life would be quite different today. Now, let's do some translation. 现在我们做一些翻译练习，请用介词短语代替条件状语从句。Number one.第一句，假如没有水，任何东西都不能生存。假如没有水 ，without air, so without water, nothing could survive. 或者 nothing could exist. 我们也可以变成条件状语从句 ，if there were no water.Nothing could survive. Nothing could exist. Number two. 要不是你的帮助，我就失败了。那么这是个对过去的虚拟。要不是你的帮助，我们用什么呢？ Without, 或者用 but for, 或者用 except. But for your help, 我就失败了。I would have failed.Except your help, I would have failed. Without your help, I would have failed. 第三句 ,number three, 如果没有恰当的控制手段 核反应堆就会爆炸。事实是有恰当的控制手段，所以 核反应堆也没有说经常爆炸。如果要经常爆炸，那我们都不知道到哪去了。核反应堆用的是核，用 nuclear 反应堆用 reactor， 爆炸呢动词是 explode。 所以如果没有恰当的控制手段，就是用 without， 恰当的 proper， without proper 控制手段 means of control， without proper means of control a nuclear reactor would explode。 所以那个核反应堆前面还加个 不要用 nuclear reactor。 哪个 nuclear reactor 呢？任何 nuclear reactor， 就是用一个 就可以代替。 a nuclear reactor would explode， 我们翻译的时候也要注意一下，有的时候要在名词前面加个冠词，有的时候要加冠词 a 或者 an 或者 the， 看情况到底加什么呢。要注意名词前面，我们汉语的名词前面没有冠词，但英语里面要用注意。这句话叫核反应堆就会爆炸，说明这种泛指情况。A nuclear reactor would explode。 那么刚才是用介词短语代替条件状语从句，现在我们看第三种情况，就是用其他方式代替条件状语从句。当然这种其他方式也可以改写为条件状语从句。 For example， 例如 It would produce bad results to do that， 这样做会产生坏结果的。这是用动词不定式 to do that， It would produce bad results to do that， 这样做会产生效果的，用动词不定式代替条件状语从句。那么这个动词不定式可以改为 If you did that it would produce bad results， 或者 If you should do that it would produce bad results。 这是用动词不定式。下面我们用再看 another example， She would have come but she wasn't informed nor invited。 她本来是会来的，但是她没有得到通知，也没有得到邀请。这句话是用 but 代替条件状语从句。我们可以把那个 but 的后面的那个分句改成条件状语从句。 If she had been informed or invited， 这整句话呢我们可以这么改写一下， She would have come if she had been informed or invited， 如果有人通知她或者有人邀请她，她是邀请过她，那么她是会来的，他已经来了。这是用 but 代替那个条件状语从句，但是 but 不能代替，就是用 but 后面加个句子来代替那个条件状语。 If she had been informed or invited， 我可以用 but she wasn't informed nor invited。 我们再看一种情况，再看一个例句， A more responsible person would not have left the work half done，一个更负责任的人是不会把工作做到一半就不管的。 A more responsible person would not have left the work half done。 这是用比较级 comparative degree， If you were more responsible， 用 more responsible， A more responsible person， 这是用比较级来代替那个条件状语从句。我们可以把那个句子改成条件状语从句，If you 或者 if she 或者 if he， If you if he 或者 if she were more responsible， you 或者 he 或者 she would not have left the work half done。 If he were more responsible he would not have left the work half done。 这是三个例句。Now let's do some translation， 我们做点翻译练习。 Number one， 第一句，聪明一点的人是不会干出这等蠢事的。干出这等蠢事说明这个事情已经发生了，用 would have done 或者 would not have done 这种形式，对吧？那么聪明一点的人用什么呢？用 a wiser man would not have done such a foolish thing。 我们这句话也可以这么说， if you were a wiser man 或者 if you had been a wiser man you would not have done such a foolish thing。 A wiser man would not have done such a foolish thing， 用的是比较级。那么 第二句，我应该早点写完这封信，但我一直很忙。实际上假设我一直不忙的话，我就应该早点写完这封信，这是对过去的一种虚拟。所以 I should have written the letter earlier but I have been very busy， 但我一直很忙，当然这不是虚拟，这是事实。我们可以这么办， If I had not been very busy, I should have written the letter earlier。 所以它可以用 if， 但是这里用 but 来替换它了，用 but 一个句子，事实的句子，表示事实的句子来替换这个虚拟条件。 Number three， 要能登上珠穆朗玛峰，那经历该多棒啊。这是对将来的一种虚拟，要是能登上珠穆朗玛峰，那经历该多棒啊。当然也可以用 if， 但是这里用什么呢？我们用动词不定式来代替那个条件状语从句。那经历多该多棒啊，用 it 做形式主语。 It would be a fantastic experience to climb up to Mount Everest。 Mount Everest 是珠穆朗玛峰， Everest我们以前中学学的是 Mount Chamalama， 这是藏语啊，但是我们英语里面一个习惯，珠穆朗玛峰就是 Mount Everest。 所以这是用动词不定式 to climb up to Mount Everest， 用动词不定式。那么我们可以用 if， 再用 if 来翻译一下这个句子的话呢，用条件状语从句。 If I could climb up to Mount EverestIt would be a fantastic experience。
另外虚拟语气用于条件状语从句中，可以省略条件从句或主句，表示虚拟语气的条件句中的主句或从句有时可以省略，而省略部分的含义仍有所体现。第一种情况，省略条件从句，如 It would be very nice， 那将会很好。那么它前面省略了什么呢？ If 怎么怎么样，意思呢很多要根据上下文来体现。这种情况是在上下文里面才能省略 It would be very nice。 那么要是你愿意帮我的话，或者是要是我能去什么地方都可以。又如 You could have done it yourself， You could have done it yourself， 省略了什么呢？省略了 If you had wanted to， If you had wanted to， 如果你想要的话，你是能够自己做的，实际情况你没有自己做。上下文可以看出 You didn't want to do itThe fact is, you didn't do the work yourself because you didn't want to. 你没有自己做这项工作，因为你不想做。又如 I wouldn't smoke. 这省略了什么呢？我是不会抽烟的。省略了 If I were you. 如果我是你的话，我是不会抽烟的。这句话表面上说是我，说的是我，实际上说的是你，这是一种委婉的表达方式。 The fact is you smoke very often， I advise you not to smoke anymore， 你经常抽烟，我建议你不要再抽了。
用 I wouldn't smoke 委婉地提出建议。第二种情况，省略主语，在强调条件从句时常省略主语，这种句子常表示一种已不能实现的愿望，主要用于 if only 引导的感叹句中。 For example， 如 If only he were here， 要是他在这里多好啊。 If only he were here， he were， 对这个动词用 were 感叹。再如 If only I knew more，要是我知道的更多，那多好啊。再如 If only he had stayed with us， 要是他跟我们待在一起多好啊，要是他和我们待过一起那多好啊。 He had stayed with us， The fact is he didn't stay with us， 事实是他没有和我们待在一起过。